Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
So, obviously, the only person that does any talking about Russia, because Mueller protects his investigation and doesn't leak. We haven't had any leaks. The only thing we know about Mueller's investigation are the court filings, which everybody, you know, reads when they are delivered to the court. The only thing that people know is things like Sam Nunberg going on TV, Michael Cohen's statements now, the James Woolsey, that he left, that Michael Flynn pled guilty, that Rick Gates pled guilty, that Papadopoulos pled guilty. We know about the indictments of 13 Russian businesses. We know about the troll farm that was run, that is still being run, that is still up and running in St. Petersburg. That's run by Putin's chef, okay, who's a billionaire. Now, I don't know where, all these people in Russia have money for, luxury, catering, to the point where the caterer becomes a billionaire. But obviously, it's all dirty money. We have articles by Wayne Barrett, who investigated for the Village Voice. We have articles by Craig Unger, who investigated for the New Republic. We have lots of lawyers out there saying that this lie, that collusion is not a crime, is actually four crimes. And referred to as collusion, but it's really a conspiracy, and not just a conspiracy to defraud the United States, but a conspiracy to protect, the flow of money that's ongoing. It's a conspiracy to lie under oath. It's a conspiracy to taint the jury pool with the tweeting. It's a conspiracy to just lie. I mean, just to lie to protect and cover up everything that you've done. It's ever-changing stories. It's moving goalposts.
I want to get to the pretty remarkable shifting of explanations.
Really?
About this meeting. The president denying again that he knew about this meeting. When he first talked about this meeting, he denied having anything to do with statements describing the meeting, in a misleading way as primarily about adoptions. Now it's shifted. Now the president's saying, wait, this was a meeting to get information from our opponents, totally illegal. So that's one concession right there. And I do have to ask you about this, because I haven't had you on the program for quite a while. And last July, a year ago, when I asked you if the president had anything to do with putting out a statement about this meeting at Trump's Tower, you said he wasn't involved in any way at all. Here's what you said.
The president didn't sign off on anything. He was coming back from the G20. The statement that was released on Saturday was released by Donald Trump Jr., and I'm sure in consultation with his lawyers. The president wasn't involved in that.
That's not
you
true.
You said the president wasn't involved in any way at all. Later, Sarah Sanders changed that. She said, oh, yeah, the president weighed in but didn't dictate anything. And then in January of this year, the president's legal team, including you, sent a memo to Robert Mueller saying this: you have received all the notes, communications, and testimony indicating that the president did dictate a short but accurate response to the New York Times article on behalf of his son. So why did you deny President Trump's involvement? When did you learn that the denial wasn't true?
Well, let me tell you two things on that one. Number one, as you know, George, I was in the case at that point, a couple of weeks, and there was a lot of information that was gathering. And as my colleague Rudy Giuliani said, I had bad information at that time. I made a mistake in my statement. I've talked about that before. That happens when you have cases like this.
As far as
when did we correct it, the important part is the information that we've shared with the Office of Special Counsel. I'm not going to get into the details, but we were very clear as to the situation involving that trip and the statements that were made to the New York Times. So I think it's very important to point out that in a situation like this, you have, over time, facts develop. That's what investigations do.
No, facts don't develop. Facts are facts. And a fact about a meeting that happened in 2016, over 2 years ago, didn't evolve. It was what it was. And either you were lied to by Junior and Senior and other people that were in that meeting, like Manafort and Gates, right? And Michael Cohen, who said Trump knew, that his son Bannon, who said there's no question in his mind, there's zero chance, this is what Steve Bannon said, zero chance that Donald Trump Jr. didn't bring the meeting to Donald Trump's attention. We played clips last week of Barbara Reyes, who was an executive in the Trump organization, and she said there is no way that Jr. didn't tell his dad that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton, and that they were, he was so excited about what they were going to get, that he didn't, there's no chance he didn't tell his father. There's no chance he didn't run upstairs. The fact that the Trump campaign manager, Manafort was in all these meetings means that Trump, the candidate, knew. Facts do not evolve. And, Jay Sekulow, if your explanation is that facts from a meeting that happened 2 years ago evolve, why go on television and put out false facts if you, as the lawyer, have a client who you know is being dishonest with you because the meeting was arranged on June 6th, and on June 7th, your client was on the TV saying he was going to have dirt on Hillary Clinton come after the weekend because the meeting was 2 days later. Now, why would you go on TV with all that evidence if you're such a smart lawyer and then say a lie? Why would you get caught up?
For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com, but meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.